Now, Pet Mania is operating its service Transformation. It leads the way for healthier pets. It's its eighth annual health and well-being campaign, which aims to help pet owners across the country provide the best care for their four-legged friends, for dogs and cats. Pet owners and customers who sign up can avail of personalised advice on their pet's health and well-being, as well as numerous talks and events taking place during February and March in stores nationwide. And it's part of their research. They found that 26% of dog owners take their dog for a walk at least once a day, while more than half take them more frequently than that. But the research also showed that 71% of pet parents give their dogs treats at least once a day, and 46% admit to never brushing their dog's teeth. And this is kind of leading into this campaign that Pet Mania are trying to get, I suppose, pet owners to be more aware of the small things they do that maybe are impacting their pet's health more than they think. And before coming on air for more on this, I spoke to Emily Miller, Sales and Marketing Manager with Pet Mania. Have a listen to this. First of all, Emily, I have to ask, who came up with the name Operation Transformation? Because it's just fantastic.
Ah, sure, look, you know, we might have plagiarised it a little bit. No, we've so Operation Transformation, it's a campaign that we've been running for a number of years, right? This is actually year 8. It's a little play on the RTE show, Operation Transformation, but we're looking at pet health rather than human health. So that's where it's come from.
And how's the uptake or the reaction been over the last 8 years for you?
It's been really positive. I suppose when we started Operation Transformation, we were really focused on preventing obesity and the conversation around weight and body condition score. And over the last few years, it has evolved. It's, you know, we've moved along, we've had people asking us more questions, etc. And I suppose this year we've said, look, there's a lot more questions coming to us around things like training, exercise, pet anxiety, skin and cold care. So lots more things. We said, right, this year our OT campaign is much more inclusive. We've kind of evolved into it, but this year it's a much more all-inclusive campaign. Weight and body condition score and having the right nutrition for your pet is still really important. It's kind of the baseline for a lot of pet-related health issues, so it's really important. But we're also chatting to people this year about, you know, I suppose small things that maybe small changes that they can identify that they might be able to make, so that would improve their pet's overall health and wellness.
And how does it work then? You rock up with your pet and you know, I presume they don't crudely say, you know, your dog's very overweight, maybe here's some changes you can make, or do they provide you with, you know, food there and then? Do they have a look at the pets? How do they analyse them?
So what we would invite people to do is 2 days from grace to get involved. You know, for anyone who'd like to drop into our store in Manor West in Tralee, you can drop in, bring your pet in, and we'll have a little one-to-one with you. And that one-to-one, we'll go through, you know, any concerns you might have. We'll do a weight check, we'll do a body condition score check, and we'll just chat to you about any other concerns that you might have about your pet. So it's about identifying, you know, why if you're coming into us, you're coming into us with a cause. What's stimulating that? And we might come back and say, look, all is okay, carry on with regard to what you're feeding, but maybe we could look at what exercise your pet is getting. Are they getting enough? Maybe you could spend a little bit more time playing with them. We could maybe, you know, it really just depends. If your pet is very anxious, maybe there's things that we can chat to you about that. If you've got concerns about issues around itchy skin, dermatitis, or, you know, allergies, even brushing teeth, smelly breath, there's loads of different things. So I suppose if there's any particular concerns that you've got, come in and have a chat to us, essentially. And through that, then what we'll do is we'll say, look, you know, this is grand, but maybe have a little look at this. And, you know, it's very much an inclusive conversation about what are your concerns, and then let's see if we can find a few little pieces that we can help you out with. If we think your pet needs to go to the vet, we'll be the first ones to say it to you. We're not vets, but what we do offer is a stopgap, I suppose, before you get to the vet. And we would find a lot of people would come in to us and we're able to assist them. So, you know, my dog's not responding well to the food, it's giving them an unsettled tummy. Okay, so maybe we'll change the food and the problem resolves itself, because not every pet is the same and not every food is created equally, so food is still a big part of it. Or it might be that somebody comes in and says, look, you know, I'm having real difficulty managing my dog's skin and coat. How do I look after their hair at home? How do I make sure it's not getting matted? What do I do? So there's loads of different things that we can help out. The other option for people is they can go onto our website, which is petmania.ie, and through there you can sign up digitally and you can fill in a little questionnaire, and based on the information that you provide us with, we'll come back to you with some personalised advice and guidance over the next few weeks. So breaking each little thing down, we'll chat to you about, look, maybe have a look at this, or maybe let's have a chat about that, but not about trying to make it as personalised as possible to you. And then the guys in store are there to support that as well. So if you've got any questions, 7 days a week we're there, so it's a case of just drop in. And I suppose really our campaign is about encouraging pet owners to maybe think about their pet's health and wellness, think about their weight, think about their body condition score, but think about, you know, is there something else that I can do that can help improve my pet's overall health? And, you know, I suppose the big thing for us is, you know, when you have a pet, you get a puppy or you get a kitten and it's with you and it's growing up. But if you've never had one before, you've not gone through those life stages with your dog or your cat, and it can, everything is new. So for us, a lot of it is about preventative care and about highlighting to pet owners that actually, you know, your 7 year or 8 year old dog is now entering into their senior years. So would you consider giving them or moving them onto a food that has been specifically designed for a senior dog, because their nutritional needs are going to change, their metabolism is going to slow down, they're going to need more support for their muscles and joints. So the food that you're feeding them and the their nutritional requirements are going to change. So, you know, maybe let's have a little look at that. And it's about preventing problems further down the line. So if you change your dog over to, or your cat over to, a senior food earlier on, what you're doing is you're helping prevent other issues that can develop, which is, you know, older dogs and cats more prone to developing, becoming obese because their mobility slows down. Maybe they don't need as many calories in their food. So if we can adjust that and adjust that early, you're not into other problems that can develop out from that, which things like heart disease, diabetes, etc., which can all stem from your pet becoming overweight or maybe not getting the nutritional supports that they need. So their muscles and joints maybe are starting to get a little bit creakier a little bit earlier on. So it's about providing pet owners with that information and guidance that says, you know, actually here's something for you to think about. How are you doing this? Because if you've only ever had one pet and your pet is growing up with you, it's our way of helping you find maybe what's the next thing you should be looking at, because they change very quickly and they evolve very quickly, and there's different things that can affect different aspects of your pet's overall health and wellness.
I know, like, for a lot of people who have their first pet, you know, they don't know what necessarily to expect, but they also might be worrying way too much and they might think every tiny thing is a really big deal. So it might be a handy tool for them, I suppose, as well, to say, no, look, you're doing everything right, you know, there's nothing wrong with your pet, this is just a really natural thing.
Exactly. Or, you know, that, you know, like that, you know, I've got my puppy neutered and he's starting to put on weight, it's quite normal. So maybe we can look at this as an option for them, this is maybe the thing to look at. Or, you know, why does my indoor cat and my outdoor cat, why one of them is very overweight and the other one isn't? Your outdoor cat will probably need about 40% more calories in their diet to sustain what they're up to when they're out and about, whereas an indoor cat is significantly less active. And other things like, you know, your dental health, and, you know, the stats would show that about 80% of dogs will have some form of dental disease by the time they get to the age of 3. A lot of that is reversible and preventable, but if it progresses, it can be irreversible and can be quite dangerous for your dog. So again, you know, it's looking at, well, maybe do we need to look at a dental care routine? Do you even think about your pet's teeth? And just, you know, we're not saying, look, let's do everything, but let's break it down and go, right, let's let's maybe take a look at this one thing today or over the next wee while, get a handle on that, and then we can move on to maybe there's a next piece. But it's about saying, look, we're here to support people, we have that advice in house. You know, if we don't know the answer, or like I said, if we think your pet needs to go to the vet, we'll be the first ones to say to you, that's what you need to do, but let's get started. And our guys have a huge amount of experience. They are working with pets all day long, every day. We have, you know, the training that they get is second to none. And you know, the knowledge base is there, so don't be afraid to come in and pick our brains, and we'll help out where we can. And it's, you know, it's really exciting, and we love seeing people come through the door to us and go, look, here, you know, I think this, and then they come back and go, actually, yeah, you know, thanks for that advice, it really did help. And you know, none of it's going to preclude the need to make sure your vaccinations are up to date and that you're getting your regular health checks, but for us it's about everyday health and well-being, and making sure that we're giving our pets the best opportunity to stay happy and healthy.
Yeah, brilliant. And you might have mentioned a few of them already, but what are some of the kind of common mistakes or misconceptions that people have about their pets' health that you see in these clinics and in the stores?
I suppose one of the big things is you know, exercise. Am I giving, you know, for my pet, you know, oh yeah, I bring my dog for a walk once a day, and sure, that's grand, and it's a bit of a box ticking exercise. But you know, taking your dog for a walk and making sure that they're mentally stimulated and that they're getting not just physical exercise, but physical exercise that they enjoy, and that they're enjoying spending time with you as well, is, you know, it's kind of elevating that. We've gone for a walk that my dog really enjoyed, or we, you know, he got enough exercise. You know, because again, every breed is different, every dog is different. But if they're not getting that, it can lead to boredom, which can lead to destructive behaviour or anxiety, or they're trying to tell you something that, hey, I'm not happy. But you know, recommendations would be that, you know, maybe just spend an extra 10 minutes playing with your dog every day can go a long way to help them out. Or if you've got a particularly sniffy dog, who, let them sniff, let them go for a sniff around. That's how they learn what's going on. So it might make for a slow walk, but it really is stimulating their brains and helping them kind of really go, okay, that was enjoyable, I learned this thing today. Or, you know, I figured out, you know, that I got to sniff every tree along the way and figure out who else was out today, because that's how they discover the world. So I suppose it's a big thing, you know, looking at the quality of exercise and the quality of play, that it's not just about, oh sure, we went for a 40 minute walk, it wasn't that great, it might have been great, but you know, maybe you could do something a little bit different, maybe looking at new toys, interactive play, you said training and play, and that bond that you've got with your dog is all part and parcel of the same thing. Taking them for a walk is part of it.
Brilliant.
But you know, maybe we could go somewhere different today, or maybe we could do, you know, play a different game or do something new, which is really important as well. So it's not that it's a common mistake, but it's a common opportunity, I suppose, to make things more interesting for our pets.
Absolutely, yeah. And so it's February and March, this is available in Pet Mania stores.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can sign up to OT anytime before the end of March, and, you know, like I said, onto our website, petmania.ie, or drop into the store in Manor West. It's available across the country as well, so if you know somebody who's somewhere else in the country, any of our stores are offering the same service. And I suppose it's just a culmination of a lot of the things that we talk to people about every day, and it's just putting it into a formal structure and saying, look, let's take a look at these things today. And no pressure, it's not, you know, we're not going to be saying, right, come back in next week and we're going to check your progress. It's really just about helping pet owners answer the questions that they might have, or maybe highlighting a couple of little things that maybe we should look at. You know, so it's really fun. It's a really great way for people to learn a little bit more about their pet's care, and just improve their own confidence as well, in terms of what decisions that they're making around, okay, well, this is the right toy I should be buying, or my cat needs this, or my dog needs that, or yeah, I should be doing this. And you know, just to reinforce some of those things for people and give them that extra confidence that they're heading in the right track.
Excellent, excellent. Well, listen, Emily, we'll leave it there. I won't keep you any longer, but thanks very much for coming on the show with me and talking about that.
No worries. I'm delighted to be on with you. And look, if anybody has any questions, just drop into the guys in store and we'll happily answer them.
And that was Emily Miller there, Sales and Marketing Manager with Pet Mania.